JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Immaculate High School to undertake expansion work, and later a hurricane prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Ground has been broken for the construction of 5 new classrooms and 4 technology laboratories at Immaculate Conception High School in St. Andrew. The project, slated for completion by early 2019 at a cost of about $76 million, aims to provide additional space for existing students as well as to increase the school's use of technology. Funding is being provided through partnership involving the Ministry of Education and private sector stakeholders, as well as Immaculate's Home School Association. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has welcomed the expansion, which, he says, will contribute to the provision of high-quality high school education.
We have to build more schools and indeed expand existing schools so that we can provide quality high school education for more of our population. The demand has been great, and we've been trying to nudge these excellent schools to expand your horizon.
The project represents the first major infrastructure development undertaken at the school in approximately 2 decades. The staff and students raised their own contribution of $4 million towards the project. Private sector contributions included the NCB Foundation and Barita Investments.
The Vision 2030 dashboard of indicators gives reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are works in progress. View the progress at vision2030.gov.jm.
You may also log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-9339 to learn more.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month. If a hurricane threat looms, will you be ready?
That is a real danger. If you live up on the bank, river bank or low line here, yeah. If you see flood waters arising, get out, get out. Heed the warning. If your land starts slipping and sliding, get out, get out.
If you choose to remain at home after an evacuation order has been issued, you do so at your own risk.
Emergency. A message from ADPEM and the JIS. On our community notice board, Hope United Church, in collaboration with the Office of the Children's Advocate, will host a seminar on appropriate measures for disciplining children. The presenter will be Children's Advocate Diane Gordon Harrison. The seminar happens on Monday, June 25, starting at 6 p.m. at Hope United Church, 221 Old Hope Road, Kingston 6. Call 876-927-2909 for more details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.